Keeping up with my kids' homework is challenging. Smartphones are such a blessing when it comes to homework issues. If my son doesn't have his spelling list, I can send out a group text to a few other parents. Minutes later, I usually have a photo of the spelling list. We help each other out. This is definitely important as we get to the stage where we can no longer help our kids when they have homework questions. This stage doesn't come in high school. Oh no, I found it comes much earlier than that. Try fifth grade. The other day, I got a group text concerning a homework question over The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. The question swallowed me into a rabbit hole adventure of paradoxes. Here's the question. The beavers say that Aslan is not safe, but he is good. What do you think that means? In the book and movie, Aslan is a lion. His character is a representation of God. Therefore, the question essentially is, God is not safe, but he is good. What does that mean? Here is what I texted in reply. Aslan is not safe. He is a wild animal, untamed. He cannot be controlled. You will not be the one in control. He will be. However, he is good. You do not need to be concerned about your well-being. He should be reverently feared, but you do not need to be in fear of harm. Our God is great and powerful. He cannot be tamed, trained, or overpowered. God will call us to do things that are out of our comfort zone. These things may seem odd or intimidating, but they are means by which he reaches others while stretching us to become more. It is not safe. It's uncomfortable. It's living dangerously in the safety of faith. God supplies what we need when we take that seemingly precarious step out in faith. It's not easy, but it is rewarding. If God calls you to give something up, it's not a sacrifice. It's an exchange. A pastor I once had would always say, "You're trading up." A great example of this is the little boy who gave up his meal to feed 5,000. It's the only miracle recorded in all four Gospels, other than the resurrection. You can't tell me that this boy was the only one to bring food among 5,000 men, not to mention all the women and children there. Other people brought food, only the boy was willing to part with his. It's so fitting that it was a child. Adults will rationalize and think logically. Giving over a bit of bread and fish to feed thousands doesn't make sense. It takes childlike faith to give up what you know is not enough. For a time, the boy's gift certainly appeared to be a sacrifice. It wasn't safe. He had nothing for a time. He handed his food over to the disciples who gave it to Jesus. He had no guarantee that he would get anything to eat. Then, what did Jesus do? Jesus gave thanks for what was clearly not enough. God transformed what was not enough into plenty. There was plenty for the thousands, and there was plenty for the boy. The boy left that place with a full belly and a big God story. He exchanged a bit of bread and fish and received something much greater. Dear one, do you realize this story is us? We were not enough, but he has made us enough, plentiful and complete. Give thanks for what appears to be not enough and watch God work. God calls us to give so that he can exchange it for more. It is not safe or comfortable, but we are not in control. Our good God is. Following God is an adventure. Adventures do not take place in a recliner. Is God calling you into something new and scary? Remember, you never sacrifice, only trade up. Step into your very own big God story. Check out some great examples in the scriptures at the end of the post.